Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 26th, 2018. On this day in 1951, Walt Disney's 13th animated film, Alice in Wonderland, premiered in London. The renaming of two streets and a square in the Afrikanisches Viertel, or African Quarter, is still a long way away, it seems. Although the Mitte District Office had already decided on April 24th to follow the recommendation of the District Ordinances Assembly's names, the corresponding administrative act has not yet been published in the official journal and is therefore not valid. The initiative Pro-Afrikanisches Viertel complains that the process has been delayed. Karina Filusch, spokeswoman of the initiative, knows of about 50 objections of citizens against the renaming, all of which have been rejected by the office of Sabina Weisler of the Green Party, the city councillor responsible. The district office explained that before the renaming, all other districts would have to be asked whether there are streets with the same or similar sounding name, or whether corresponding names are planned. Also, the Road Traffic Authority, the Traffic Service of the Police, as well as the Surveying Office are to be involved because of the renumbering of houses. Because Pietersallee is to be divided and given two names, new house numbers have to be assigned. The Surveying Office asked the owners to submit their comments by July 31st. Three names of German colonists are to give way to names of Africans or an uprising against the Germans. The Lüderitzstraße will be called Cornelius Friedrichstraße. The Nachtigall Zumbelplatz and the Pietersallee, divided from the square, will become Anna Mungunda and Maji Maji Allee. A suspected accomplice in the kidnapping of Vietnamese businessman Truyen Xuan Tan currently stands trial in court. TXT, as the deportee is called, was dragged into a van on July 23rd of last year, taken to the Vietnamese embassy, and abducted from there to Vietnam. The operation was preceded by days of observation. The Vietnamese Secret Service is said to have planned and executed the crime because an extradition request failed. According to federal lawyer Ben Steudel, the accused Long N.H. developed active cooperation for the Vietnamese Secret Service and did not play a completely subordinate role in the, quote, state-organized kidnapping. The 47-year-old accused, who lives in the Czech Republic, rented two vehicles in Prague for the surveillance and abduction of TXT. And he booked hotel rooms for those involved in the kidnapping, for example, to carry out logistical activities for the planning of the action, which recalled acts from the Cold War. The defender also sees the abduction as a violation of international law and demands a prison sentence of 3.5 years for his client. The plea was preceded by a deal that the defendant had agreed to. He confessed to knowing about the businessman's abduction, and the court promised him a sentence of between 3 and 5 years. The lawyer says the confession cost his client a great deal of effort. Long N.H. has to fear that relatives in Vietnam will be put under pressure. A verdict is expected on Wednesday. The tanks of the Wehrmacht were one of the most important weapons of Adolf Hitler's cruel war of aggression, which cost the lives of millions of people. World War II has been over for 73 years. Yet, as reported by the Berliner Zeitung, the National Socialist tanks are once again rolling through Berlin as collectible toy construction kits and have the same names as the originals. The Lego-like replicas of the combat vehicles are being sold in the computer games department of an electronics store in the Alexa shopping mall. A shelf with the inscription Fan Article contains a total of 5 different sets with replicas of NS combat vehicles, including aircraft of the German Air Force. According to Berliner Zeitung, the detail and accuracy of the sets is particularly striking. The figurines belonging to the vehicles wear black uniforms that are strongly reminiscent of those of the SS. An Imperial Eagle is also depicted on their uniforms. A photo of the original vehicle with information on its origin and production period is printed on the back of each package. On the tanks themselves is the Beam Cross of the Wehrmacht. Nicknames such as Ferdinand or Siegfried are also written on them in Gothic script. When reportedly asked about the fan articles, the store manager was shocked and stated that it was important to him that they leave his shop immediately. He could understand their offensiveness and that they do not fit the cosmopolitanism that his shop and Berlin wants to embody. He also reportedly remarked that during the Soccer World Cup, he also made sure that not only German flags hung in his branch. According to the paper, when a salesman was approached about the construction kits, he showed little understanding for criticism. In his opinion, the Third Reich is, quote, always made bigger than it actually was, that it's a part of history and should not always be exaggerated, and that the tanks are only fan articles of the computer game World of Tanks and not toys for children. And in addition, no forbidden symbols are depicted on them so that only experts can recognize them. In the computer game World of Tanks, players have the possibility to drive through different landscapes in animated tanks and shoot each other down. Among others, Wehrmacht tanks from the Second World War can also be selected. The company behind the questionable merchandising products of World of Tanks is called Kobe and based in Poland. A spokesperson asserts that they are not Nazi toys. A spokeswoman for the chain of stores explained at the request of the Berliner Zeitung that it was very regrettable if the kits and play figures caused irritation or were misunderstood. Meanwhile, the affected store in the Alexa has taken the sets out of their assortment. They will also be removed from other branches throughout Germany and from the online shop. Police are asking witnesses to help in the search for a perpetrator who, together with two accomplices, attacked a man in Neukölln. The crime took place on April 16th at the corner of Donaustrasse and Weichselstrasse. A 30-year-old man who wanted to do his shopping there was attacked by three strangers around 4:40 p.m. They beat him and took his backpack. For mugshots and descriptions of the attackers, please follow the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You could also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.